The Clay Pen on Penn Avenue in Garfield is a studio and gallery in a part of Pittsburgh that's been changing a lot in recent years. In today's installment of Art from the Ground Up, we're introduced to one of the catalysts of this artist-driven change, a ceramic sculptor, printmaker, and mosaic artist who is active in her studio as well as teaching in schools and communities. Laura Jean McLaughlin has had her studio on Penn Avenue in Garfield for 14 years. She was an early investor in this reimagined Pittsburgh neighborhood.
I create a lot of ceramic art pieces, and sometimes I do mosaics, but the mosaics are usually with community members, and I go out and do the mosaics. So essentially here, I'm creating prints, clay pieces, and a variety of different things, wood block cuts, and I really just try to use my subconscious to come up with the imagery, and so that's kind of where the imagery and the ideas behind the artwork come from.
How long have you been doing what you do?
I got my master's in ceramics about 20 years ago now, but I've been in this building for 14 years. I've been a full-time artist for about 15 years.
When she was just starting out, she was approached by the Bloomfield Garfield Corporation, which since the 1970s has been working to revitalize their community and improve the economy. They first showed her the property she bought.
It was kind of funny. We had to break into the upstairs window. That was the only way you could get in, to climb up a ladder and go through the upstairs window.
I asked her to step outside onto a changing Penn Avenue and talk a little bit about the differences between then and now.
Sure. Yeah, it's really changed quite a bit. Across the street actually was a nuisance bar, and Bloomfield Garfield Corporation now bought that, and so that's kind of an artist-run cooperative music venue, and then upstairs is a residency program. So there's just artist venues up and down Penn Avenue, and that was their mission, was to kind of bring artists in, and so artists come in and they move up with the community and they take equity because they're purchasing the building. So it's a really unique program or unique vision that they had to bring artists in to help bring up the community. So it's really changed quite a bit. Now with the new sidewalks, new street lights, everything, it's really coming along pretty quickly, and it's really exciting to be part of what's going on here.
Is the proximity to other neighborhoods in Pittsburgh an advantage to you?
Yeah, it's really ideal here, especially Penn Avenue, I think, is the longest street in Pittsburgh, and so it really connects to almost all the neighborhoods. And so even this kind of corridors, Bloomfield, Garfield, East Liberty, it's all kind of being developed around the same time, as well as Lawrenceville. So it's pretty exciting all this development is happening.
What do you think you might see in 5 years or so from now?
I hope that it doesn't become too gentrified in terms of like bigger kind of businesses. I like how kind of the mom and pop feel of things here still, and so I'm hoping it kind of stays in that direction and that the community surrounding aren't just pushed out, that they're included in. And I think that was really important in the beginning, is really thinking of how to include the surrounding neighborhoods into the development that's happening. In terms of like even the storefront on my studio, I basically even set out tables and people walking down the street help create the mosaic that's on the facade. So I think if the people who are moving in keep that vision in mind, then I think there's a gentle way for gentrification.
You can meet Laura Jean McLaughlin, see her studio, gallery space, and some of her work, including a project for City of Asylum's Alphabet City, next Friday during Unblurred, First Fridays on Penn, a monthly event sponsored by the Penn Avenue Arts Initiative. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.